We're stuck in a technological purgatory. Despite all our digital advancements, we've merely digitized old systems rather than reimagining what's possible. Think about it. We created digital newspapers that mimic print layouts, online directories that function like phone books, and banking apps that replicate branch experiences. This is the awkward middle phase of transformation, what Tom Goodwin calls peak complexity, where old and new technologies uncomfortably coexist. Your living room once centered around a fireplace, then a TV, and now faces subtle chaos as mobile devices dominate attention. Hybrid cars perfectly embody this complexity, combining all the drawbacks of both combustion and electric vehicles with few of their benefits. History shows this pattern repeats with every transformative technology. When electricity first appeared in factories, owners simply replaced steam engines with large electrical motors, maintaining inefficient layouts built around line drive shafts. The real breakthrough came decades later, when factories were built from scratch with distributed electrical motors, freeing manufacturing from power constraints and allowing entirely new designs. We're at the same inflection point with digital technology, still using it to improve existing systems rather than reimagining possibilities from scratch. Traditional business assumptions have been upended. Bigger isn't necessarily better, and expertise no longer guarantees success. Airbnb outvalues five major hotel chains combined, despite owning no properties, while Tesla exceeds nine major automakers in value while producing a fraction of their cars. Industry boundaries have dissolved as companies shift from vertical players dominating one industry to horizontal ones, owning customer interfaces across sectors. This creates anxiety for business leaders, especially where value remains tied to tangible assets. Regulators block traditional mergers while permitting Amazon's e-commerce dominance and Google's 91% search control. Consumer behaviors have transformed dramatically. Banking happens in minutes instead of weeks. Shopping has moved from proximity-based decisions to digital comparison across countless retailers. Consumers now expect to be overserved. Amazon's next-day delivery of low-margin goods, real-time driver tracking, and Netflix offering premium content for less than a movie ticket. These venture capital-subsidized experiences have reset expectations across all industries. The most remarkable innovations often come from industry outsiders. Facebook revolutionized media, Tesla transformed cars, and Uber reinvented transportation, all created by newcomers. Disruption stems from the absence of experience, not its presence. Clayton Christensen's disruption theory doesn't fully explain modern transformations. While he described new entrants undermining incumbents with cheaper, initially inferior products, companies like Uber, Tesla, and Airbnb often launched with premium offerings at higher prices. What's actually happening is a paradigm shift, a complete reimagining of possibilities when freed from industry assumptions. The evolution of personal music players illustrates this perfectly. Sony's Walkman revolutionized portable music in 1979, with cassette technology improving until reaching physical limits. The CD player represented a paradigm leap, requiring entirely new expertise despite initial drawbacks. Later, MP3 players freed music from physical media entirely. Apple's breakthrough wasn't hardware, but creating the iTunes ecosystem, recognizing that software had become more important than hardware. While many discuss the fourth industrial revolution, a parallel shift in management approaches is occurring. Today's economy has fundamentally changed. Most consumers in developed economies buy based on wants rather than needs, with abundance rather than scarcity being the dominant challenge. The first management era focused on execution and scale, using military-style command structures that treated people as interchangeable parts. The second emphasized expertise and specialization. Now we're entering the third era, centered on imagination and empathy. When value comes from ideas rather than physical output, quality trumps working hours, and employee happiness becomes vital. Leadership replaces management as organizations compete for talent through meaningful experiences. This shift requires companies to redefine their value propositions. Netflix saw itself as entertainment, while Blockbuster remained fixated on DVD rentals. Successful businesses reimagine their purpose. Gyms could be making people healthier rather than renting equipment space. And office providers might be creating productive teams instead of leasing real estate. Companies with technology as their core competency can transcend categories with remarkable agility. Klarna evolves from payment app to bank to data provider. Spotify shifts from music to podcasts with potential for concert tickets. When you're a trusted app on millions of home screens, your ability to drive traffic and generate revenue becomes unprecedented. Most digital transformations are merely cosmetic. Companies claim they're reimagining spaces when they're just adding comfy sofas instead of implementing meaningful change. Organizations resemble skyscrapers. Foundations or business models, frames or organizational structures, service elements represent culture, and interior design is marketing. Superficial layers change easily, while fundamental elements resist alteration. Organizations have concentric layers: communications, company presentation, marketing, brand meaning, products, what it makes, operations, how it functions, and at the core, mission and business model. Innovation is easiest at the outermost communications layer, requiring minimal effort while providing high visibility. Marketing layer innovation is moderately difficult but more impactful, as with Dollar Shave Club. Product layer transformation is rarer among established companies. The deepest transformations occur when companies build from scratch around new technologies and customer behaviors. Netflix exemplifies this rare evolution, transforming from DVD by mail to streaming to content creation, securing global rights across media markets for maximum flexibility. Culture functions as an ecosystem maintained through policies, structures, power dynamics, spaces, rituals, processes, and recruitment. It operates across the entire organization, requiring a systems approach to change. In today's idea economy, happy and inspired people are your greatest competitive advantage. Ideas flourish when people feel supported and psychologically safe. A strong culture attracts and retains talent, creating stable teams with better chemistry and lower recruitment costs. Increasingly, top talent seeks purpose, clear direction, and meaningful impact over high salaries alone. Rather than focusing on cultural transformation, emphasize cultural creation, systematically adding desired traits to the existing environment. This approach asks what to amplify, who to bring in, what to add, and what to celebrate. Creating a new culture requires understanding what exists, mapping the desired culture, creating a plan, aligning conditions, and establishing ongoing reinforcement. We stand at a threshold between technological possibility and outdated social frameworks. Despite revolutionary tools, we've merely augmented familiar patterns rather than embrace transformation. Our minds project forward based on memory, limiting our vision of truly novel futures. Timing is crucial. Jumping too early wastes resources, while waiting too long means missing opportunities. The most valuable technology frees humans to focus on uniquely human contributions: empathy, connection, imagination, and problem-solving. Rather than pivoting existing organizations, build new entities around better ideas. The greatest opportunities come from understanding ordinary people's needs, not from technology itself. Diversity isn't just about fairness, it's the best approach to work. Almost every process benefits from varied inputs. Evolution itself depends on variance. The digital revolution is about reimagining what's possible when freed from outdated assumptions. The question isn't whether your industry will transform, but whether you'll lead that transformation. The future belongs to those who can see beyond digitizing the past to creating something entirely new.